USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of 7-year-old Athena Strand was found dead Friday, 2 days after she was reported missing by her stepmom. Strand's body was discovered near Boyd, Texas, outside of the DFW Metroplex. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken said a tip led authorities to 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner. He's a FedEx driver who made the delivery to the girl's home before she disappeared. Aiken says they have a confession from Horner, who is in jail, in lieu of a $1.5 million bond. The Democratic National Committee on Friday voted to move South Carolina to leadoff of their presidential nominating calendar beginning in 2024. It's replacing Iowa in that spot, a state that has held it for 5 decades. Party leaders also wanted to change as well to reflect the party's diversity, black voters in particular, given that they are the Democrats' most loyal electoral base. The DNC approved South Carolina's primary being moved to February 3rd. Nevada and New Hampshire will take place 3 days later. Georgia and Michigan will round off the first 5 states. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the United States over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody. A price cap on Russian oil not sitting well with the Kremlin. The cap is aiming to limit the Kremlin's resources in financing its war against Ukraine. It'll go into effect on Monday. The U.S. and other countries, including the 27-nation European Union bloc, have agreed to limit what they pay for Russian oil to $60 a barrel. The Russian embassy in Washington insisted that Russian oil will continue to be in demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's coming down to the wire in Georgia as this is the last weekend of campaigning in a hotly contested U.S. Senate race that will decide whether Democrats will have a 51st seat in the upper chamber. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock went to his hometown of Savannah on Friday.
Call the folks who are close to you. Call your friends. Call your family members. We cannot let our foot off the gas, not even for a moment.
Meanwhile, his Republican challenger Herschel Walker spent time in central Georgia.
This door and this seat belong to the people of Georgia, and Georgia is sick and tired. Oh, I know you need me, and I'm coming. I told them just hang on, I'm coming.
Both men are making their closing argument ahead of Tuesday's runoff. More than 1.8 million voters have already cast their ballots during early voting. Election officials in the Peach State say Friday was the single biggest day of early voting ever. There is one undisputed winner in Georgia for this election year, Atlanta's ABC affiliate. WSB-TV has made more than $86 million in political advertising going back to January. That's according to data from Ad Tracker at Impact. The U.S. is no longer in the World Cup. During the first match in the round of 16 knockout stages, the Netherlands beat America 3-1. This is despite a late rally in the second half. Meanwhile, about 25 miles away from the World Cup in the Qatari desert, a camel pageant was held with the goal of bringing cultural awareness to World Cup visitors. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.